With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO killing is facing multiple charges. Luigi Mangione was apprehended in Altoona, Pennsylvania Monday at a McDonald's following the shooting to death of Brian Thompson on December 4th. Mangione faces one felony count of forgery and one felony count of carrying a firearm without a license, along with three misdemeanor charges. He appeared in person for a preliminary arraignment in Pennsylvania tonight. He was ordered to be held without bail. He did not enter a plea. His next court appearance will be on December 23rd in Pennsylvania, although that is pending an expected warrant from New York City. Also at SRNnews.com, a Marine veteran who used a chokehold on a violent subway rider who was threatening a woman and a child has been acquitted of a charge of negligent homicide.
A Manhattan jury delivered the verdict, clearing Daniel Penny of the charge in Jordan Neely's death last year. A more serious manslaughter charge was dismissed earlier in deliberations because the jury deadlocked on that count. Both charges were felonies and carried the possibility of prison time.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Gas prices continue to fall. Rita Foley has more.
If you're planning holiday travel, you'll be happy to hear this. Gas prices have been going down, says the AAA. The national average is $3.01 a gallon today, down 3 cents in a week, down about 8 cents in a month. And a year ago, gas was $3.16 a gallon, about 15 cents more than it is now. AAA says the highest prices are on the West Coast. If you're traveling in California, you'll pay about $4.36 a gallon on average. Texas is among the places with the cheapest gas. It's $2.60 a gallon there. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Queer trans activist sees a bathroom on Capitol Hill.
It happened last week in the Cannon House office building. Nearly a score of protesters conducted a sit-in inside a women's restroom to protest plans to keep men out. The next Congress will include Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, who is a man living as a woman, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says neither McBride nor any other man will be allowed to use women's bathrooms or locker rooms on the Hill. The protesters were arrested by police. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor touted the plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule change would have driven up their cost, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, has taken what may be the next step towards a new career as a U.S. senator. Bob Agnew has more.
Trump announced on Sunday via X she's leaving her position as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She called it the honor of her life to have served atop the RNC during what she called the most consequential election in American history. It's been widely speculated Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint Laura Trump to replace Senator Marco Rubio if he's confirmed as Secretary of State. Bob Agner reporting.
Former California Representative Adam Schiff, the state's newest senator, after being sworn in Monday. He won the recent election against Republican Steve Garvey. He'll officially start his full term on January 3rd. He's been a politician since 2001. TikTok on Monday asked a federal appeals court to bar the Biden administration from enforcing a law that could lead to a ban on the platform until the Supreme Court reviews the case. More at SRNnews.com.